History in an Hour. Mussolini. Written by Rupert Colley. Read by Jonathan Keeble. Introduction. Here lies one of the most intelligent animals who ever appeared on the face of the earth. These, in 1937, were the words that Benito Mussolini wanted on his tombstone. 8 years later, his battered body was hung upside down for public display in the center of Milan. There, until a few months before, thousands of people would congregate to hear him speak. Now they congregated to throw abuse at his dangling corpse. He was then hastily buried in an unmarked grave in a Milanese cemetery. There was no funeral, no processions or tributes. For a man so sure of his place in the world and in history, he could not have foreseen a more undignified end. Brash, arrogant, and vain in the extreme, Benito Mussolini dreamt of making Italy a superpower, akin to the great Roman Empire of old, with him at its helm. Il Duce, the leader, as he liked to be known, ruled Italy from October 1922 to his downfall in July 1943, increasing his power from that of Prime Minister to fascist dictator. But as a boy, Mussolini was brought up with firm socialist ideals, and as a young man, became a leading figure in Italian socialist circles. His abrupt conversion to ardent nationalism during the First World War paved the way to power and the founding of the Italian fascist state. Churchill described Mussolini as a Roman genius. Roosevelt called him that admirable Italian gentleman.